KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Hi, Jim Williams back with you. I've got Alma Reynolds, the CEO of Joy Junction. And Alma, I've told you this before, but I always appreciate you coming in. A lot of our listeners are very familiar with Joy Junction, but right now I'm going to remind them about Joy Junction. Joy Junction is a 501c3 faith-based church ministry that offers emergency and short-term essentials such as food, clothing, and counseling, transportation, shelter to homeless men, women, and children, and families, which is really critical.
Yes.
Because you're the only ones really kind of doing that. Mm-hmm. And that's for people throughout Albuquerque. Your guests also receive an array of other services for their spiritual and emotional needs. You believe in giving the homeless a hand up, not a hand out. I've always liked that.
Yes.
How long have you been doing this now?
Since I landed in Albuquerque.
Since you landed in Albuquerque.
2015.
So you married?
When I married Jeremy, I came here in 2015 of March 11. I arrived in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And the next day we wake up and start.
So you got the initiation by fire.
Oh, yeah.
Jeremy went home to be with the Lord and you've been the CEO ever since.
So, yeah, it's been now by July, been 5 years since I took over his position.
Yeah.
So it's so fast, like, wow.
It's so fast. So I mentioned a few things that Joy Junction is. I think one of the critical things people don't understand is that you are an emergency shelter. What does that mean?
Well, like, for example, a family, like, right now calling, or even a single man and single woman, and they need a place to stay. So we prioritize family first. And then, you know, that's it. They call and we get the information. We have to run a background check with the mom and the dad or the single person. And the only thing that we can't help them is if they have sexual assault charge or domestic violence.
Okay.
Domestic violence is sometimes, you know, if it's like 20 years ago, I mean, it's a long time. I mean,
right.
A person could change.
Sure.
So we give them a chance, but, you know, give them a warning that, you know, we are keeping an eye on you. So, you know, just follow whatever the rules and regulation we have at the shelter.
Yes. And I think it's really important distinction to understand that you help people right now. I called you about a young couple. I had come on the campus of Calvary Church.
Yeah.
I saw a blanket over in our green belt on the east side of the campus, and there were two people huddled together underneath the blanket. Now, this was in the middle of January, so it was 20 degrees outside.
Yeah.
So my heart was aching for these people because they were obviously staying there on the grass. So I walked over, and they got nervous like I was going to say something, and I said, hey, can you guys join me in our Sopo coffee shop? I want to get you a burrito and some coffee. And I talked with them. I talked to about Joy Junction. And you immediately, now they didn't end up taking you. This is part of the sub.
Yeah.
This is part of what I want to talk about is, Alma, I believe that your organization and others are providing help for the homeless that if they would only take advantage of it, you'd literally end homelessness. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, you know, some people, like in the case of that couple.
You told me that you'd have somebody on the way to pick them up.
Yeah, we did. And I really make sure that someone will pick them up, but we never heard them. They answered the call, but it seems like they're not interested.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes they're not really in a place like, you know, like Joy Junction. Sometimes they listen to what people say. Or they are afraid because, you know, they heard a lot of like story, which is not true at all. But sometimes because they can't smoke, they can't do drugs, they can't bring alcohol. And those are the things that, you know, keep them away from being in the shelter because they have to follow
the rule.
The rule. And that's why they prefer to stay outside.
So, Alma, let me ask you about, have you seen in the time that you've been doing this ministry, have you seen people come in that might have an alcohol problem, might have a drug addiction? For some reason, they're on the street Have you seen them turn their life around?
Yes, I know specifically a couple that they were living for months in the park here in uptown area. And someone who lived in the neighborhood near that park, you know, helping them from time to time, giving them food until such time it was already winter. And one of the, I think the guy who got sick and got bring to the hospital. So the lady stay in the park. And, you know, both of them are very smart. Both of them, especially the lady, are hard worker ever since when she was young. And just because of alcohol, that really ruined their lives. And then until such time that this couple that helping them from time to time said, "Hey, I will bring you to Joy Junction." And she was hesitant at first, but, you know, okay, I will try. And she was so scared when she arrived at Joy Junction. But later on, you know, she managed. And then when her significant other was released from the hospital, and joined her at the
But Alma, you don't just have people staying there. You already said you recognize that these people were really intelligent and stuff, and I know you. You gave these people an opportunity to care for other people while they're staying in your facility.
Yes.
I mean they're working and helping other people.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, they make friends with the other residents and, you know, they're sharing their stories. They're sharing their struggles. And, you know, I saw a lot of them that really changed. And even this couple that I'm talking about, they are working, both of them now.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're back into, you know, their normal life. And she's a manager now.
Oh, wow.
We promoted her.
Ah, we hired, so she is working for you.
We hired her and it started as a lower position, and then comes that we need a manager for one of our store, and she knows that she's not ashamed to tell her story. She told me that. And
Now that's an interesting thing I want people to realize. So many of us have shame about our sin. And what I learned a long time ago is that if you're just open about your sin, God uses those weaknesses to bless other people. They see His strength in your weakness. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that?
That's true. I mean, once I'm talking to our residents, like, you know, like those who are volunteering in the kitchen, because now I'm working in the kitchen, like training one of our new hire from our residents. So I said, I'm straight to them. It's like, "Hey, what brings you here? What you're struggling with?" And they're open, you know. I like it when they open themselves in the beginning, because, you know, it's the CEO. And, you know, I said, "Hey, don't hesitate. I mean, don't think because I'm a CEO, you know, you must be afraid of what you say. I mean, I wanted you to be open, and I want to hear your story. Nobody is perfect. Even me, I make mistake in my life. I mean, when I was young, I make a lot of mistake, and that brings me where I am now, because I learn from my mistakes. And I may not do things like what you did, but all of us struggle with something."
Yes.
And yeah, it's so comforting to see them, like, you know, although they're still struggling, but they try their best.
How is Joy Junction supported?
We're supported by private donations, and we don't get any government, city, or state funding, by choice. And by God's grace, He's providing. I mean, it's His ministry. I said, "Lord, You put me here. You provide. It's not my problem."
Well, what will I see if I go to your website at joyjunction.org? What can I find out?
Well, there you can find, like, how to, if you want to donate, there is right there. You can click donate, or you want to give second hand clothing, slightly used clean clothing, household items, anything that you have in your house that, you know, you can still use it. Like, if you think you can give it to your family, because some people like, "Oh, give it to Joy Junction," because even their family or friends doesn't want it. But hey, I mean, If someone can still use it, we can use it. And if we can use it at the shelter or for our residents, we sell it at the trip store, which the any process goes back to Joy Junction Funds.
Hey, I did want to ask this because I don't want anybody to get sad, but I've been taking care of my dad for a little bit over a year. He passed away May 1st.
Wow.
And actually, it's just a wonderful thing because he's gone to be with the Lord. He was married to my mom for 64 years, so I know they're reunited. All of it's good. He was really suffering, and I'm glad that he was able to stay in his home, and he passed away peacefully. So all of that's good. But what I wanted to ask is, I have six different walkers and wheelchairs. Do you use any of that stuff for residents? Or because I know we have another ministry partner, and Johnny and friends, they can always use that stuff too. But I was just thinking that there may be, you know, living on the street is not easy. People don't realize that. And a lot of people are injured and other kinds of things. And that may be the very impetus that God uses to get them to go to Joy Junction, because they finally are in a safe place. And then God changes their lives. So I'm just asking about, you mentioned clothing is something important. When I was younger and I could carry a 50-pound sack of pinto beans, I used to deliver one of those to Joy Junction about every month. You know, I'd go down to Costco and buy those big sacks of different non-perishables that we would deliver.
Yeah.
That's all stuff that you can use?
Yeah, we can use it. I mean, we have our cooks, they are Mexican, you know, like Mexican designs. So they use a lot of, you know, pinto beans. We use a lot of pinto beans.
Well, they happen to be good for you too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. The shelter phone, 505-877-6967. Is that correct? So if you're in trouble, you need help, you call 505-877-6967.
Yeah, that's the front office at the shelter. So they can call that number, and they will ask a question like about some information, so we can do a background check. And then afterwards, they will call them back if they pass the background check.
And you come and pick people up.
If they don't have any means of transportation, we can arrange the transportation to pick them up wherever they are. You know, they can be readily available to be picked up.
Amazing things that you do, and we're going to have one more 10 minutes with you.
Sure.
I'm with Elma Reynolds. She's the CEO of Joy Junction here in Albuquerque. They are an emergency homeless shelter. They take care of children, men, women, and families. They even have special facilities for entire families to stay together. We'll be back with Elma right after these messages. Please stay with us.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
We're back with Elma Reynolds. She's the CEO of Joy Junction in Albuquerque. They have been around, I will tell you, Elma, and you weren't here when this was happening, but Jeremy Reynolds, he has passed and gone on to be with the Lord, but he's left this unbelievable legacy. You have continued the ministry, and it's helping a lot of people. I want to reemphasize, I'm one of those people that I believe I have great compassion for people that are homeless, but I also think that, like living life in general, some hard work is required and a little bit of discipline, especially when there's substance abuse, maybe mental illness and other things. And you've dealt with the gamut. Tell me how Joy Junction interfaces with other agencies like city agencies and stuff to get people help.
Well, once a homeless person comes to us, if ever they are dealing with drugs, alcohol, or any illnesses, you know, they have our case manager will, you know, is available, and also our resident service manager. So to ask them how we can help them. And for example, a lot of them, you know, needed healthcare for the homeless. So we set an appointment with the, although they come to us also, I think once a week, they come to our shelter, but you know, our residents can come to
downtown. Oh, you actually have medical personnel that come to the shelter.
Yeah, okay. Like dental or other, in general checkup.
Sure.
And also we partner with other organization, like also we, our case manager are, you know, helping them to find low-income housing, like especially those are 50 plus. So to find them a apartment that's suitable for them. So she's helping them, even, you know, to get a driver's license, get a birth certificate, because you can't find it, like looking apply for a job if you don't have all those IDs with you. So even those things, they don't have with them. I mean, or they lost them. So we're helping those kind of things also.
Yeah, I wonder how, I mean, we all see people walking around with shopping carts and different things, but I can only imagine that it's very difficult to have any possessions and be living on the street. It just looks so difficult.
Well, if you are just pushing your cart and, you know, I mean, I think I understand that a lot of them like really scared that that's only their belongings, and yes, sometimes they lost their belongings. That's the only position they have in this world, and they don't have any safe, you know, like where to put them. Even at the shelter, I mean, I know they can't bring everything they have, only what is important. That's why that's one of our struggle, how to, you know, to accommodate all their belongings, because they accumulate until when they move out, like, oh, they have like a truck, like a car full of stuff.
Of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, in any way we can, even a appointment with the doctor, with the Christian Legal Aid, they're coming to us once a month to help them. Who else? Christian counseling. We refer them.
So you
them.
Have some help for people with mental illness?
Our case manager is trying to help them, like, you know, make an appointment with the doctor. Maybe you need some medication. Because if they don't have medication, then they have episode at the shelter.
Yes.
And it's threatening our other residents, then we can't keep them.
But the case manager is a person that knows all those contacts and is very valuable.
Well, we are very blessed this time that we have a good case manager. She's like energy, like she's go-getter. Like, I don't know, she find a lot of resources whenever, whatever the, you know, our residents need. She find a lot of resources that be able to like send them over there and connect with them. So we are blessed with that part now.
You alluded to, you told us some details about a young woman that's been very successful, came out of homelessness, is a manager now, but she works in your thrift store. Tell us about the thrift store.
Well, now we have a thrift store on near Carlisle, Morningside and Minol, 4012 Minol. And soon, probably this coming month before June ended, we have our second location on Wantabo and Minol. It's the same street. So it's a bigger building because the one on the other side is really, really small. And it's just across Walmart. So, hey, those on the side, if you want to drop off, you know, just watch when ours opening so you can drop off donations and also shop at the thrift store, and every dollar you spend really helps the shelter open, you know, continue open 24 hours a day.
So you can go to joyjunction.org. You can set up a monthly donation. You can set up a one-time donation. Mm-hmm. How much does it cost, do you think, to help an individual on a monthly basis? Is it $300? Is it $1,000?
Well,
don't know.
You know,
because it's food, it's all kinds of stuff.
It doesn't really matter. I mean, even a dollar, you know, you could put it together, it could help. I mean, you cannot put a price on how to help a person.
I love it.
It just need you a compassionate heart. It might not be money. It might not be, you know, you can drop off a can food at the shelter or at the thrift store, they will bring it to us. And even a prayer to pray for our residents and especially for our staff, because, you know, they are on the front line and it's very challenging, sometimes very stressful, but only by God's grace that, you know, we are still here. We are now running 37 years.
Yes, that's amazing.
Yeah, this summer.
Do you have people that volunteer, like maybe to, you know, mow the grass or pick up stuff around the facility? I mean, do you take volunteers? And
yeah, we
like
take
that?
Volunteers. If the volunteers comes and interested, whatever, how they can help. So we ask them, hey, what is your specialty? which part, like, you know, if you want to probably help in the kitchen, serve food. There's so many things. I mean, they can, if they're interested to volunteer, they can call our volunteer coordinator, Patrick, at 505-463-4818, or email him, because I know he's always busy. He might be able to answer your call, but you can email him at patrick@joyjunction.org.
So Patrick kind of coordinates the volunteers.
Yes, he's the volunteer coordinator.
And that
coordinator.
Number is 505-463-4818. Is that right?
463-4818.
Okay, 463-4818. I do want to also give the emergency shelter phone number again. It's 505-877-6967.
Yes.
What if it's midnight?
We have someone will take the call.
Okay.
We have somebody. We have 24 hours available. Yeah, we have we pay like a virtual secretary, something like that, and they will forward the message to our supervisor.
Yeah. I want very much to have people. Our audience is listening because they feel like they get enough information and they can do ministry as a result of using this radio station as a tool. And I think a lot of people, our plan is to have you on the air a little bit more than we have in the last couple of years, and to make sure that people know about Joy Junction, the valuable work that you're doing. Your facility now accommodates quite a few people. How many people can stay at Joy Junction?
We can accommodate at least 300 a night, 350. But if you base in our square footage, it's like 600, but we're like sardines probably. But yeah, I mean, for 300, 350, it's still, you know, enough space.
But Alma, that is a lot of people.
Yes,
every
a lot.
Night. That's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't understand. All of us, we want to honor God and be generous. But I want to appeal that, boy, this is real ministry. This is taking care of physical and spiritual needs of people that are down and out, and they really need Jesus. They really need medical attention. Mm-hmm. They really need food. Children, they can stay safely in your facility. Mm-hmm. They can go to school while their parents are doing some job training. I mean, these are all things that you do with them.
Well, it's not only that, you know, they come, they're homeless, and they just stay there, eat, sleep, and, you know. No, we have also residents that they're there because they are working, but they don't have money to rent an apartment.
Uh-huh.
So they're staying there, and, you know, every time they have to present their pay stub to our case manager for us to know that they are working on their goals and saving money. And once they are, you know, they're saved enough, then they said, hey, I'm ready to move out now. Yeah, there are instances that this father said, thank you so much for having this place for us available, because now we can move out. We have our own, we find an apartment, and I have a job.
Yeah, amen.
So everyone has different stories. Everyone has this different goals, but everyone is trying to do their best. Sometimes they fail, but, you know, we give them another chance. Joy Junction is a second chance and another second chance. It's all second chance.
I love it. I love it. Alma, you are gracious, and we pray God blesses you as
Amen.
The CEO. What a great ministry.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect.
Thank you for having me here.
All righty.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.